Seat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Good morning to you. It is 3 minutes after seven. It's your Tuesday morning. It's quite a dull day out there. But if you do see a bit of sunshine, you know, throw on those sunnies.
I think your sunglasses have affected you, Killian. Today is Thursday, the 13th of June, not Tuesday.
Did I say Tuesday?
Yes, you did. I just want to explain to you. I know this is radio and obviously you can't see what is going on here in studio. I wish we could do a live cam because apparently he's going to wear these for the morning. But yesterday, we went to Tremor for lunch, myself and Killian. Had a lovely little...
We did.
Yeah, we had a lovely little lunch. And he got a text. I got a text to say that his glasses were ready. And
to pick up from Specsavers.
Yeah, so he was delighted with himself getting new glasses. And he also informed me that he was getting prescription sunglasses. Because, you know... You need them in this weather.
Exactly. The last time I had them was 4 years ago and they looked like the glasses are really slim, so I looked like one of the three blind mice from Shrek. I really did.
Okay. Well, you look hot this morning, but he has decided, it's a choice, a life choice, he's decided that for the duration of Beat Breakfast this morning, he is going to stand opposite me in his brand new prescription sunglasses.
They're lovely!
And if you haven't looked out the window this morning, I just want to inform you, it is winter in the southeast.
None of that. I will have none of this negative. There's too much negativity in this room.
Negativity. It's not negative. It's just a fact. Facts are, it's raining outside. It's a little bit cool. Killian's wearing his sunglasses in studio.
Well, I'm rocking them and I look sexy AF. That's all I'm going to say. Right. Dilemma on the way. Beat the bomb. Loads more. Strap yourselves in. It's Killian and Show. Good morning.
Sunglasses. Yes, a beautiful love story. I just want to read out a message for you firstly that we got on the 31st of May.
Okay.
And it said, it's going to be a great weekend. All the kids are going to family. So we are sneaking off to Paris until Monday. Mm-hmm. And this message came in from a man called John. And I believe John is on the phone right now.
Hi, John. Good morning.
How's it going? Good morning, guys.
Good, we're good.
Are you home? Back in Ireland?
No. I'm back where, yeah, we're back, yeah.
Okay.
You're back.
Back to work.
Okay, so you went to the beautiful City of Love. Let's just set the scene for you there. And yourself and your lovely lady. And how was it?
It was great, yeah. We didn't do it on the top like everybody else. We kind of done it on the floor level.
You better explain what you're talking about there.
I didn't pop the question. We didn't pop the question at the top of the tower.
We did it on the floor level. I'm taking off my pocket. John. Oh my god. Right. Okay. So you were there, and how nervous were you? Like you were, you know, you'd obviously this was planned.
Yeah, so I know she doesn't like crowded, you know, things like that in the crowd. So I done it when I was nice and quiet, when there was no one around. So if I'd done it at the top, she'd probably say no, just to embarrass me.
Yeah. Come here, John. I'm thinking about getting the ring. Did you bring the ring over with you? And was that stressful trying to keep it hidden and stuff?
Yeah, I was kind of panicking in the airport in case they told me to take out stuff out of my bag or anything. Yeah.
Where do you had it in?
Because my bag did get stopped. It was like next in line and it was there for age. And I was like, please don't empty my bag.
So you got through that part. Did you get down on one knee?
I did three times, but she wouldn't turn around or people came over, so... kept telling her to walk ahead after I take a picture with the tower behind her, and I was down on one knee, I had to ring down, people walk by, or she wouldn't turn around, so, three times it took.
Okay, and what was her reaction? What did she say?
She was just a bit surprised.
Mm. Was she? But she obviously said yeah, like this is
yeah, she
ending.
Said yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yay! Congratulations.
And come here, look, this is all part of a bigger plan. It's a good year for you guys, is that right?
Oh yeah, we got our forever home, so we bought a house this year. A week after we finally got into it, after all the trouble, we brought home a baby girl.
Aww. Oh, John, you're melting me just on my first day back. And congratulations to you. What a lovely story.
Thanks, guys.
And you know what? Yourself and your lovely lady, travel mugs for you, all right?
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Congratulations.
Talk to you.
Bye. As you
Wake up with your mates.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Just firstly, Killian answered your question. Sophie was on from Kildare. You went to Fort Lucan and she thinks it's still open.
It is still open because we met a girl from Dublin on holidays and she was going to Fort Lucan on her school tour. She was really looking forward to it. Yeah.
Do you want
to
go this weekend?
Do the accent. Do you want to
go this weekend?
I can't go this weekend, but I will go. Yeah.
I'll go down. Yeah.
Katie was on. Favourite school tour was to Fota, and then we went on a boat to see three orcas that came to Cork in 2001.
Wow, I used to love the Fota school tour too. It was always great fun. Paul was on. We went to Duncannon Beach. At least it was sunny.
Duncannon Beach is beautiful.
It's gorgeous, but it's not wow if you live in the area, you know, like on your school tour.
Yeah,
no disrespect. I love Duncannon.
Amanda's a teacher. She was on. She said, I brought my class to Lullymore Heritage. Is that how you say it? I've never heard of it. We saw fairies, loads of animals, got a train ride and played outside in the playground, and I treated them to a cone on the way home.
It's a good teacher. Yeah. It's a good teacher. Amy says, I love this. My only memory of school tour is sitting on the train bawling, waving at my mum as the train pulled away. I'd no idea where I was going or what we were doing. Traumatised.
The thing I loved, I always remember the year that I went to the Mitchell Snow Caves and you got to wear your own clothes on your school tour, and I remember I picked out like these multicoloured leggings and a multicoloured top. You would not have lost me. Yeah, it was luminous. Brian was on. When we were in 6th class in Mount Sinai, we went to Oakwood in Wales. Impressive.
Nice.
Day trip for a school tour. Shout out to Mr. Forrestal. He was a legend of a teacher. Oakwood is deadly.
A day trip to Wales.
6th
class. Ferry,
Yeah, from Wexford.
One more for now. Maria and Carlo. Morning guys. Way back in the 90s, I was in 5th class. We went to Kilmainham Jail in the morning, and in the afternoon we went to the Wax Museum.
The Wax Museum.
I thought it was the most incredible place I've ever been. All the statues were great fun, but the highlight for me was they had the black tunnel that you crawled around in.
Oh my God, Maria, I was obsessed with the tunnel.
It was all carpet and lined completely black, and you had to feel your way to get through it.
Yes.
There was two different ones and I had the most fun ever. It's hard to believe such a small idea was the highlight of the whole day.
The tunnel. I had forgotten about the tunnel. I loved the tunnel. I'm afraid of a lot of things. For some reason I wasn't afraid of the tunnel. Davey, my brother, got stuck in the tunnel.
I don't remember the tunnel.
Oh, it was completely like you could not see. I remember the carpet, you'd be feeling your way along. Could I get out? You know, it was like I'm a celebrity or something.
Okay. Right, we move on. Karen, how are you?
Good morning, guys.
Now, you've wowed us this morning.
You win, hon.
You won with your school tour. So talk to us. This was kind of a special deal going at the time. What happened?
Well, like, no one ever believes me when I tell them this, but I promise you, I have photographs to prove this. So back in the early 90s, I actually can't remember who was, I think it was an Aer Lingus thing or whatever, but we were in 4th or 5th class in Carnew in County Wicklow.
Mm. Right.
And so basically it was an expensive tour. There was lots of fundraising done, but we left school around, I think it was around 6 in the morning, got a bus to Dublin, the plane was more or less empty, flew Dublin to Shannon, about 40 minutes in the air, I think.
Yeah.
Then we got, if I'm right, a bus then from Shannon to Bunratty Castle. I remember going around the castle anyway. Then bus into Limerick City, a couple of hours shopping. Absolutely spilled rain. We got absolutely drenched. Then train then from Limerick back to Dublin, and then bus then from Dublin home.
You basically just utilised all of
public transport
services in the country. And what was the highlight?
I think, like it always is, it's the bus.
Yeah.
Not even the plane.
My dad is a teacher, and daddy always maintained that if you put kids on the bus and literally drove them up and down the road all day,
they'd be
excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the bus, it's the crack, it's getting away from school and the novelty. Because I think after a while it was a bit lost in us because we were tired. It was a lot of travelling. And we were so young, we were like 11 or whatever, 12, 13, whatever we were. But we look back on it now and it was fantastic. And it must have been so expensive for our parents, because I think it was about, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 pounds. Like, that's the early 90s. That was with the bake sales and the car washes and all the
jazz. Because flying was still very expensive back then.
Oh yeah, really much so. It really and truly was, you know. But it was great. But you tell people now, they're like, oh, shut up, don't be silly.
You flew to Bunratty Castle. Who do you think you are, posh boys?
Exactly, notions like.
That is mad. Like, the teachers in the staff room thinking, what will we do with them this year? Well, we'll get a bus and we'll get a plane and we'll get a train.
Yeah.
Love it.
Listen, we love it, Karen. Have a great day.
Travel mug, hon. Happy Tuesday.
Bye.
Wake up with your mates.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Itinerary items, I feel like, are kind of, as long as you're not in excess taking them, like, you know, I don't really think I steal from the workplace. I might have a pen or two. I think I did borrow some sellotape to wrap a present before I went away on holiday, and I think it might still be in my handbag, so I will replace that.
Did you not used to steal toilet roll out of shopping centres?
No.
No, did you not say that when you were in college? You used to steal toilet roll out of colleges.
I used to take a few sheets from the college campus, but I never I never went into random shopping centres. What do you think is fair game?
I'm trying to think if there's anything I would consider stealing that I've taken home. I mean, there's always lots of extra stuff around here, freebies, to grab some of that merchandise and stuff like that. Like, I'd have a beat pen in my bag, you know, just for emergencies.
Yeah, and like a car air freshener or
outside
like...
Outside of the merch, I don't know if there's anything that I could consider acceptable stealing in here, to be honest. I
mean, like, have you ever taken a newspaper? No.
I would have taken a newspaper over the years. I'll be honest with you now, I would. You know,
I mean, we work in a media company.
I have stolen the cutlery. Not that I've stolen it, but I have had my lunch in a lunchbox, and I'd go up and grab a fork and a knife, and you know the way you just put it in the lunchbox, and then I'm home and I'm like, oh, they're the knife and fork from work. So I'll just wash them, and I plan to bring them back. But
yeah, extra cutlery in my drawer now.
You see, that to me is theft. Anything from the canteen. I feel like anything that's like in the general area where the office supplies are, or like, yeah, I wouldn't go near the fridge or the crockery or cutlery. No.
The crockery. You gone out with a bowl or something?
Yeah. Okay. I can't believe that someone like that, according to this, has taken a Christmas tree, a toaster, and a plant. Like, who walks out of their office building on a Friday evening with a plant in their handbag? Like, what kind of person does that?
Staplers and calculators were also robbed.
Calculate, that's theft. Well, like, it's electrical equipment.
It is.
No battery.
But sure, everyone has a calculator on their phone now.
Calculator is battery operated.
Yeah, it's not electric.
Well, yeah, okay, along the line. battery operated equipment.
Yeah, battery operated equipment. Okay, look, what's fair game, do you think? Is running fair game? Are you going to fess up this morning that, yeah, actually, you know, I've taken the Pritt stick, or I've taken a pint of milk?
Again, can we settle the stationery debate?
Here she goes now. She's taken the Pritt stick.
I've had a project.
I got you in the morning. Beat breakfast.
Right, do you want to tell me about rodent boys?
I want to say two things. One, I didn't pick this. And secondly, I'm sorry to my mum, because I had a conversation with her recently where we were not to talk about anything related to rodents or rats or anything. She's a real thing about rats, okay?
To be fair, okay.
So we're only talking about this because the internet is talking about it, okay?
Well, it's everywhere the last few days, to be fair.
It's very hot right now. Mm. The internet is assigning unusual labels to men, right? And this time it is over how rodent-like they are. Yeah. So the phrase goes, hot rodent men. It's in season, according to a flurry of online articles, loads of social media posts. And basically, right, what is a hot rodent man, right? These are men who have angular facial structures, beady eyes, untidy hair, and are often kind of lankier than the typical Hollywood heartthrob.
Am I kind of a bit of a rodent?
I don't want to look at you and think you're a rat.
I'm a bit lanky, like. I don't have beady eyes.
You don't have beady eyes. Okay. No, essentially they...
So I'm a typical Hollywood heartthrob.
You're just an OG. Essentially, they have what could be described as vaguely rat-like facial features, right? Okay. I'm out already. But the trend has garnered some criticism online, because some internet users noted that even if terms like rodent are used with the intent to compliment, it can often be offensive because you're comparing people to a rat. Like what I said, my mum wouldn't like this. But do you want to know who are the rats of the moment? The hot rodent men. Timothée Chalamet. Wouldn't say that he had beady eyes.
Well, he does look a bit like a mouse.
He does
when
now
you think about it.
Now that you've said it, he's short little.
Yeah.
Barry Keoghan.
Yeah, now I've had this for a while on the show. I've been saying, I just don't... Barry Keoghan, there's definitely an attractiveness there, but it's not conventional. It's because he's a rodent boy.
He's a rat. God. Matty Healy, rat. Where's Killian when we need him?
He's definitely a rat.
I don't know this guy, Mike Faist.
He's in that, what's the tennis movie with Josh O'Connor?
Josh O'Connor is also a hot rodent man. Now, I suppose like the fact that they're putting hot in front of it alludes to the fact that these are good looking men, but they've just got these different kind of features.
Okay, talk to me about some of the previous trends we had with men.
So the hottest male celebs were also So Baby Girl last year. It was a gender neutral term of endearment, no clear definition, right? And then also we had Golden Retriever Boyfriends, right? So these were goofy, kind, and fiercely loyal.
Is that Tom?
Is he a golden retriever? No, because I kind of... No, he's not like a...
Goofy.
No, he's not goofy. He's fiercely loyal and he's kind, but he's just not goofy. Well, I don't know. I think Tom's probably like hot rodent / golden retriever. Okay. He's a crossbreed.
Crossbreed.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103. Wake up.
Do it.
I was checking the song that I'm about to talk to you about because I want to set the scene.
She's telling tales from her holidays, and she told us this one yesterday, and we thought, okay, let's put this out there and see.
Give her a shot, yeah. See what comes back. Right, so I spent a week in Mallorca, and we were in a hotel that had nightly entertainment. Mm. And you know what? Yeah. Tom wasn't there for it. I was. Yeah, I was all about it.
I love that kind of naffness.
Yeah, the acrobatics, the clowns, the magicians. Yeah. Loved it all. Every night. In my element. So we sat down and there was a mini disco from 8:30 to 9:15. Then you had the act. And then after the act, it was just the gift that kept on giving, because the entertainers would come back out and they'd do the kind of final few dances of the night, right? Okay. And most hotels have like a couple of dances, a couple of routines. Like, could be your Macarena, could be Saturday Night, whatever it is. So I wasn't familiar with this song, right? Mm. But every single night, round about 10:30, the girl would come out and she'd go, "Oh, hola, vista badia, everybody on the dance floor, parents included, up, up, up." And Tom would hide in the corner and Tommy and I'd be up, not a bother on me, mortifying Eve. And it was this song that we danced to every single night for 7 nights.
Love it.
Vista badia, everybody do your sexy dancing.
Did you sexy dance?
Oh, I gave it my best shot.
Oh, yeah, baby.
There's a video of me and Tom was like, geez, you're real flat-footed, aren't you? But anyway, it was just that holiday vibe. Mm. So I mean,
that's not a new song. It's around quite a while and a lot of people know it, but it still just screams Spanish holiday resort to me. You know that kind
and
of vibe?
And I will forever hear her in my head. Vista Badia, you do your sexy dance for me.
I will now forever hear that in my head too.
But it just got me to thinking of, you know, you go on a holiday and there's that one song
that sticks with you. You'll always remember that holiday because of that song.
And it's not necessarily a current song. As you said, I think that's from like 2012 or something. It's from one of the Fast and the Furious.
Fast Five.
Yeah. But it was just, that was the song of the holiday. So that's what I want to ask you this morning. What holiday and what song just evokes that real kind of special memory of being excited by life? And then
it might have been you in the kids club as a kid.
It
might have been your first leaving cert holiday. You just had that song for the holiday. It might have been first holiday with your partner and you just remember that song was playing all the time. But a song that evokes memories of being abroad, for me it's early noughties. We're in Play of the Linglays. Me and the lads were having the time of our life. We're shifting and drifting, and every time we were in a club, this came on before it was big in Ireland.
Yeah.
I remember just being absolutely fascinated, and when I got home I was like, I have to find that song because that's my song of the holiday.
I love that song.
So that's our question to you. What's the song that evokes a strong memory of a holiday for you or being abroad, whether you were small or bigger, and it just brings back amazing memories? Maybe you know the routine. Give us one more time now, show. What's the scream?
Okay. Everybody, Vista Badia, do your sexy dance for me.
Oh, for me.
And the parents.
Why is she Russian?
Everybody on the dance floor, sexy dancing.
085-102-9103. Voice notes, welcome. The song of the holiday you'll always remember. We should have thought of this one because it's such a holiday song. Dragos Te Dintai was the song of my first foreign holiday to Salou with my parents and my granny. I hope granny danced to it too. It was just released at the time and it was played non-stop.
Loves that.
Now, Nicole was on with a couple of memories for us.
So I actually have two this morning. So Don't Matter by Akon throws me back to summers in Irish college, and all the little romances that went on in Irish college. So funny. And then the second one is Lean On, Major Lazer. I think that's who it's by. And that throws me back to my J1 in America in Ocean City, because it was on in every single bar that we went to every night of the week.
Both good tunes.
Love that.
Both good tunes. Right, let's talk to Jack. How's the form, Jack?
Not bad, in yourself?
Good.
Yeah, we're good, hon. Jack, a man after my own heart. Talk to me. Take us back. What year are we talking?
It was only there last year.
Last year, yeah. Asia has finally caught up.
Can you? Back to work now, reality TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
My girlfriend and myself went travelling for 3.5 months, and sure, when we landed in Thailand first, we went to Bangkok, and we were kind of a bit shook going, oh geez, how are we going to manage 3.5 months of this?
Yeah.
And the second we got out of Bangkok, like, we were driving up through Chiang Mai, and a bit of Westlife came on, as just like, how is there a bit of home here? Like, and everywhere we went after that, they were just constantly listening to Westlife.
They're mad for Westlife over there, are they?
absolutely nuts for them. In Ho Chi Minh, there was even a concert, Westlife concert going on the week after we left.
Yeah. Aren't they? I think they're on tour there. Are they there again now?
Yeah, yeah. So you're saying, like, no matter whether you were in a pub, where you were off playing with the elephants, or driving up the side of a mountain, Westlife were there with you on that trip.
Anywhere you went, there was Westlife.
Sounds like a bit of a dream to me, Jack. To be honest with you, I were you a Westlife fan before?
They're grand, like, grand. Sure. They're just a lot better over there.
Yeah.
And if they announce tomorrow they're playing Croke Park, August, are you there? Are you with me in the gold circle?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. And I don't have tickets. I don't even know if they're ever coming back. But like, if they were, I'm glad that you're converted. And it was.
Would you consider a move to Vietnam? If bearing in mind that the soundtrack in your ears all the time is
going
to be Westlife.
A lot going for it now. Yeah. The Jack sold it to me. To be honest, yeah.
I'd probably go Thailand over Vietnam.
Okay. Vietnam.
Thanks. Okay.
You do like Thai food. It's your favorite restaurant.
I do.
Look, this sounds right up your street, Jack. You're a legend.
Jack, we love you. Happy Wednesday, hon.
Cheers.
Bye. 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 Get up. You in the morning. Beat breakfast. It's been a while. I've been off on holidays for a week, but it's been a while since we've talked about food, so we're bringing it to the goss this morning. Shocking news, a shocking revelation, a shocking report, not what we saw coming. If I was to ask you, Killian Doyle, what you believe Europe, now think about it, Europe's most loved dish would be, what would you think?
I would think pizza.
Yeah, or pasta.
And I think pizza is more universally acceptable. Like, you know, there's some people who don't like mom and dad wouldn't really be pasta lovers because they didn't have it growing up. Not that they didn't have it,
pasta.
But like, yeah, it was just kind of spuds, like. But I they'd know, eat yeah. pizza over pasta.
I remember when we got pasta for the first time. Well, not for the first time, but when we started eating it and it was like, whoa, pasta.
Does this have Wi-Fi?
Yeah. And we'd have like bolognese. And then my dad, who like has to have potatoes with every meal. Oh, lads, he started putting butter on top of the spaghetti bolognese and we were all looking at it going, what are you doing? Anyway, this is a survey that was done by Amazon. 75,000 employees voted for the kebab as Europe's favourite dish. The kebab.
I think that's mad. I didn't even know it's this summer's European tournament. They did a tournament for this to get the best dish in Europe. And you know what? There's not even any mention of Ireland in it. Beans, it's absolutely shocking.
Second on the list, beans on toast came out with 14%. Like, I can't believe, while not winning the tournament, Italy's famous pasta dish carbonara was also a hit, coming second as the most satisfying food. Spain's paella not far behind with 10% of the vote. But the kebab was top of the list.
Brian from the Beefleet, our Beefleet Brian, he loves kebabs. I just don't get the obsession with kebabs. Like, they're just meat in a wrap, really. Like, they're grand, but they're too big, they're too messy. Give me a bean on toast any day.
I don't think I look like a kebab kind of girl, but I love a doner kebab. Like, I love
it. I'd say you scoff it.
No, well, I'm probably like breaking all sorts of rules. We should get Brian in to ask, but like, I eat mine with a knife and fork. Yeah.
Oh, typical. Kebab. Do you eat your pizza with a knife and fork too?
Yeah.
Do you actually?
I do.
Oh, you're such a freak.
You're a freak. You cut your pizza with a scissors, as we discovered at 7 o'clock.
Normal Killian is back, ladies and gentlemen.
That is our question for you, actually, before we leave this morning. What do you feel is the, I suppose, national dish of Ireland?
That could represent Ireland on a European level. If we were to throw one forward or one out there that could compete with kebabs and beans and toast, I thought beans and toast was an Irish thing. Maybe it's a UK thing that we've adapted. But I would say Colcannon. What a dish.
I've never had Colcannon.
Oh, you're missing out, love. Oh, you're missing out.
What is Colcannon?
It's like, well, the way my granny used to make it was just a potato and a parsley, fresh parsley, and a bit of butter. And then you'd have like a hole in the middle, and then she'd just put butter in the middle that would melt, or like an egg or something, or a bit of white sauce. I can't really remember. It's been so long since I had it, but it was absolutely gorgeous.
I recently had bacon and cabbage, have not had it for years and years and years, and I'd say that could be definitely up there.
It could be.
It'd have to have mash on the side. What is the national dish? Karen's been on, Irish national dish of legends, ribs, cabbage and Colcannon. Is that all together? Is that not like a lot of...
I don't know. Colcannon's in there, so I'm happy.
Okay, Shanine was on, bacon, cabbage and white sauce. I'm going to blow your mind.
Yes.
I've never had white sauce.
Oh, my mother makes such nice white sauce with like onion in it and stuff. She also does a lovely kind of mustardy sauce. Honest to God, she's good.
What? Is it milk?
It's correct me if I'm wrong, but you make it as a roux. Do you call it like a little roux sauce?
Yeah, and then
you obviously do whatever you want to do with it. But,
can't beat bacon and cabbage or a good Irish beef stew, especially on a day like today. Paul was on. I 100% agree on the kebab show. If you want a good kebab, Killian will know this. You need to go to Abracababra in Carlow.
Oh,
best
elite.
In the country by miles for a donor. And Luke was on. I love kebabs, but it shouldn't be number one. It should be pizza or pasta or chips. Irish stew, national dish of Ireland.
Cuiva was also on to us.
Morning, guys. Cuiva in Carlow here. I reckon if you were to go around and have an Irish dish that represents us, that's something along the lines of beans on toast or, you know, a kebab, something nice and quick and easy. I'd be thinking chicken fillet roll
or
a breakfast roll, something like that. Those are real Irish. All right, bye.
Bye.
That is a good shout, like chicken fillet roll.
Jason was on in Waterford as well.
Hi, Sean, Killian. I think it has to be either the bacon and cabbage or a big pot of stew. But you have to have the chef brown sauce on it, all over it. Yum, yum.
I agree.
How have I got to this stage in my life and I've never had a white sauce?
Like, you need to get one.
Yeah.
We'll get Catherine Doyle to get the brown bread for you and the white sauce.
Honey.
Get on the case, ma'am, if you're listening. I love you. Sorry if I'm asking too much.
I love her brown bread. As normally happens on this very show, something is said and we start on one topic and we go off onto another. And it turns out that Killian said when he is slicing his pizza these days, he uses a scissors, right?
So much easier, so much more convenient, less cleaning up to do. Just chop, 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 chop. Lovely 8 slices.
Don't think it's a reason to get Ronan Keating out or anything, but I said nobody cuts their pizza with a scissors. Turns out when I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong. Let's go firstly to the phones to Aoife in Clonmel, who said she had to come on and tell us about her mate. Good morning, Mrs. How are you?
Morning, how are we?
Yeah, your mind was blown. You heard this and you thought, I know someone who does that.
I know. And the minute I heard it, I was like, no, I'm sorry. No, I actually have to agree with Killian for once.
For once.
Thank you very much. Hey, for once. I'm a knowledgeable man.
No.
I know. I'm a fool at the best of times. I can agree with you there. But I'm telling you, life hack for anyone, scissors with pizza is the best thing ever.
My friend says exactly the same thing.
Okay.
She will not use a pizza slicer.
And you've watched her do this and you're like, what?
I've literally stood there and said, what are you doing? She was like, cutting pizza. And I was like, with a scissors. She's like, yeah, it's easier. I was like, no. No.
And haven't seen it now. You haven't taken this as like a life hack and decided to try it.
I've never tried it. I use my pizza slicer. I have never tried it, but I've seen her doing it.
See, I love my pizza slicer or like my little wheelie thing because I feel like
I have a great one. But yeah. I'm telling you, lads, I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of my aching heart, that it's absolutely time passes. Stop laughing at me. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, it's really, really good.
Okay, Aoife, you and me on a mission. We're going to do it this weekend and you report back to me.
We'll have to try it.
Yeah, let's do
it,
girl.
We'll have to try it.
Have a great day. Thanks for chatting to us, darling.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Now we're going to cross live to Sandra in Fenna in Carlow, who has just cut her turkey rashers with what, Sandra?
Scissors.
Go on. That's it. That's Carlow are built different around the Fenna Baglestown area.
So you got your scissors out and you chopped up those rashers and salad looks great, hon. Looks great.
It looks amazing.
Yeah. Setting you up for the day.
Thank you.
Have you always used the scissors with your rashers?
Always.
Okay. So,
and I actually know someone that uses a scissors for a pizza.
Okay, all right. So it's prevalent in society. Yeah.
I don't know about the scissors now with like the meats and stuff. I just thought it was just convenient for like pizza, obviously. But I can understand like sausages, you know, the end, like the little... The
stringy
end of a
bit.
Yeah, the stringy bit. That's where the scissors comes in, top notch.
Well, listen, Sandra, thank you for confirming that Killian was right this morning. I guess Carlo people stick together. You go forth with your salad this morning. Have a great day, Sandra.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Right, we have a gossip update on the way and music from Miles Smith, that brand new tune, Stargazing.
What just happened? What? Scissors with rashers and a pizza.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Morning, about the heartiest, biggest, most beautiful laugh in the southeast on the back of me laughing my little socks off to something that Killian said yesterday in Tramore. And we wanted to find out who has a laugh to match mine. And yeah, lots of nominations coming in. Can we start with Georgina this morning? Hey, Mrs., how are you? Georgina, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, and how are you? Turn down the radio in the background for us, firstly, will you?
All right, okay.
Yeah, go for it. Take your time, take your time. We're here for your laugh. That's what we brought you on for. How are you?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Yeah, there you are. We have you. You're live on Beat Breakfast. Right, you sent us in a video. What does it take to set you off?
I don't know. It's just like sometimes if I'm... if something's really funny, it just comes out. Like, I can't help it. Like,
yeah. And are you the talk of your family and friends? Like, is this a famous laugh?
Yeah, so that the video I sent you, the first one was in King Cod in Gore, and my friend Kelly took it.
King Cod?
And yeah.
King, a chipper?
Yeah, in Gore. Like, yeah, so, yeah. So like, that was in the middle of somewhere. And it happens like that all the time. It's usually somewhere, you could be sitting down for dinner and someone says something and I just take to laugh. And then... it's like a horse. I don't know. It would be sore after doing that. Like,
and is it one of those where you start and you just can't stop? Like, that's it for the next 10 minutes.
Yes, and people just start staring, and yeah. I'm like, I can't stop.
Okay,
and it just keeps coming and coming and coming, and then like it's just mad.
Yeah. Okay. Give us a little bit of it there,
right?
Go
do
on,
you want
go
to
on.
Reveal, yeah, Georgina? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, are you ready for this?
Okay. To hear your own laugh.
I need a drum roll first. Okay.
Violent. It's so embarrassing.
Oh, and you put it on TikTok as well.
Yeah, no, it's in my hidden ones.
Oh,
it's in your hidden. Okay, it's private. Georgina, fair play to you for coming on Beat Breakfast this morning and sharing it with us. Travel mug is yours, my dear. Have a great Thursday. All right.
And you.
Keep laughing.
Bye. We got sent in this as well. Funniest laugh is this guy on TikTok who gives grinds for matches.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he was on a live stream and this is what happened. It's kind of a funny one. It's like not an overbearing one, but it's a funny laugh.
Sometimes they're giving that, but like... anyway.
I think I have one of those kind of like machine gun, like
yours kind of keeps going. Yeah, it's like it keeps releasing. Yeah, okay.
And this one as well. This has to between this and Georgina.
Yeah,
I,
go
I
for
think
it.
This is good. We got a message in here from the one and only Tracy. This is my friend Ryan's laugh. It is the funniest ever.
Do it again.
You want to go
He's
again?
Such a happy man. Oh my God, I kind of have a mission to like get him on the air. I don't know who he is or where he's from, but got this video and we were on the hunt to find out the voice behind it. Go
yes,
on, play
it's from
it
Tracy and it's her friend Ryan.
I said, I have to find this guy, right?
We did, and we, lo and behold, we got a voice note in.
That was my laugh. My name is Ryan Blanchard. I'm from Wexford, and that's just the funniest thing. I've just heard myself laughing on the radio. Thanks, guys.
Oh, this is gold. Ryan, good morning, mister. How are you?
Morning, not too bad.
Ryan, were you just like, what are you doing? Where were you when you heard it?
I'm just sat in bed with the dog, just waking up for the morning, and here I was, and I was like, oh my God, that's me.
Is your laugh famous within your like circle, family, friends?
Oh, it is, especially with my boyfriend and when we're on holidays. I mean, people on holidays recognize me and it's just hilarious.
Okay, so you're like me. Do you embarrass people wherever you go?
I am more myself, I embarrass, I think.
Oh my God. I don't know what's going on
this
morning.
Have you always had this laugh? Has this always been like, yeah?
It's always been like this, and then it gets worse as it goes on.
Oh, well, is that your normal laugh? Like even in like a work situation, or like not to sound terrible, but like a funeral or something funny happens, and then that laugh comes out like.
Oh no! Yeah, in work, everyone recognises me for it.
Oh my God, that is just gold. Ryan, thank you so much for reaching out and letting us know who you are. You have officially been crowned the best laugh on Beat Breakfast this morning. Take a bow.
Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.